Good morning, everyone. As Dr. Toomey mentioned, my presentation will focus on enforcement efforts that seek to reduce the social availability of alcohol, specifically in enforcement efforts that target adults who provide alcohol to minors. As we all know, alcohol is very accessible to youth, and one of the most common ways youth obtain alcohol is through social sources. For example, adults over 21 years of age. In fact, in one of our earlier studies, we found that youth were more likely to obtain alcohol through social than commercial sources. We believe that implementation of policies that seek to restrict the social availability of alcohol can be an effective tool to reduce youth access to alcohol. And a variety of strategies and policies have been used to reduce the social availability of alcohol, including keg registration, restrictions at community events like festivals, restrictions in public places such as parks, restricting noisy assemblies at parties, and social host liability laws. As you may know, social host liability laws hold adults who provide alcohol to minors liable for offenses such as underage drinking. Enforcement, as Darren mentioned, is very key to whether a policy will be as successful in achieving their intended goals. Simply, policies that are more likely to be enforced are going to be more successful. This is just a list of some of the enforcement strategies that have been used to target adult providers. And they include shoulder tap operations, sticker and educational campaigns, and then other strategies such as targeting parties where alcohol is served to minors. And shoulder tap operations, these are operations on which someone serves as kind of a police informant. They pose as a minor, and then they ask an adult to purchase alcohol from them outside of a liquor store. And if the person purchases alcohol, then they receive a penalty or fine. Sticker and educational campaigns, these are activities that try to dissuade adults from providing alcohol to minors. The minimum drinking age is a really good example of how alcohol policies can be very weakly enforced. And the literature suggests that there are several factors that can facilitate alcohol policy enforcement. And these include resources, for example, having more police, and some of our findings suggest this to be an important factor. Also having an alcohol policy, in our case, that may target adult providers. Having a policy creates a certain normative environment that suggests that underage drinking is not acceptable. And then public commitment. If there's a strong public commitment, agencies are more likely to devote resources to that particular issue. So while the literature suggests that enforcement is really key to successful policy implementation, a number of gaps remain in the literature. For example, there's limited knowledge about just how many agencies are conducting enforcement efforts that target adult providers, or the most common ways of strategies that agencies use to target adult providers. And then finally, there's also limited data on factors that can facilitate enforcement efforts that target adult providers. And so our research questions were, how many agencies are conducting enforcement activities that target adult providers? What are some of the types of enforcement efforts that these agencies conduct? And then finally, what factors facilitate efforts targeting adult providers, especially shoulder tap operations? And we focused on shoulder tap operations because this is one of the most common method that youth use to obtain alcohol, that is, seeking adults to purchase alcohol for them. An LAPD study found that about 46% of students use this method to obtain alcohol. Okay. This is a conceptual model that guided our analysis, And it just simply says that enforcement efforts are influenced by the characteristics of local law enforcement agencies and the jurisdictions in which they reside, as well as the larger policy and social environment. Again, we use the local law enforcement survey that Darren and Tracy just described, which was conducted in 2010-2011. And that sample consisted of about 1,600 law enforcement agencies, and it did include tribal enforcement agencies. The data were collected via telephone online survey, again, we got a very good response rate for this type of survey. Our major outcome variable was the percent of agencies that conducted enforcement efforts targeting adults who provide alcohol to minors, and we assess this variable by asking respondents, does your agency conduct efforts that target adults who provide alcohol to minors? And so they could respond yes or no. If they responded yes, then we asked them, well, what type of enforcement activity did your agency use? And these are just a list of the types of efforts, and respondents could check all that apply. So they could check educational efforts as well as shoulder tap operations. Our key independent variables represent the various domains in the model I just showed you. In terms of the policy environment, we looked at the percent of agencies that were in jurisdictions with a social host law. In terms of institutional characteristics, we examined some of the same characteristics in some of our earlier presentations. For example, the number of full-time officers, whether they had a division specific to alcohol laws, and then the resources devoted to underage drinking. In terms of the social environment, we looked at the percent of agencies indicating underage drinking was a very common problem. We also looked at the demographic characteristics of the jurisdictions in which they resided, and these variables served as covariates in our analyses. In terms of data analysis, the bivariate associations were bivariate analysis. We used chi-square analysis. For multivariate analysis, we used logistic regression, and state was included as a random effect to adjust for correlated data at the state level. And measures that were significant in the bivariate analysis were included in the regression models. I'm going to present our results. I'll start first with the very descriptive results. A little less than half of the local law enforcement agencies conducted efforts targeting adults who provide alcohol to minors, so about 46%. In terms of the types of strategies they use, by far educational strategies were the most common. Probably no surprises. About 20% of the agencies use shoulder tap enforcement campaigns alone or in combination with other strategies. In terms of our bivariate analyses, local agencies were more likely to conduct enforcement efforts that target adult providers. One, if they had more officers, had any full-time officers assigned to alcohol enforcement, had a division specific to alcohol laws, more resources devoted to underage drinking, and perceived underage drinking to be very common. And also, these agencies were likely to conduct enforcement efforts that target adult providers if they were in jurisdictions in the northeast and west, in larger populations, and with a social host law. Only four of our variables remain significant in multivariate analyses. Local agencies were more likely to conduct enforcement efforts that target adult providers if there was a full-time officer assigned to alcohol enforcement. There were more resources devoted to underage drinking. The agency resided in a jurisdiction with social host laws, and the individuals perceived underage drinking to be very common. We were also interested in the use of shoulder tap operations, again, because this is a very common method that youth use to obtain alcohol, asking other adults. And so in terms of bivariate associations, we found that agencies were more likely to conduct shoulder tap operations either alone or in combination with other strategies. One, if they had a division dedicated to alcohol-related laws. Two, they had more full-time officers. And third, were in larger jurisdictions. Only one variable remained significant in multivariate analysis, and that was having more full-time officers. Just in summary, less than half of our local enforcement agencies nationally conducted enforcement efforts that targeted adult provision. Agencies were more likely to conduct enforcement activities if they had more resources, perceived underage drinking to be very common, and resided in jurisdictions with policies that restrict adult providers. And then finally, institutional characteristics were important in understanding the use of shoulder tap operations. Again, what does this mean? I think our results suggest that there's a need for increased emphasis on enforcement activities that target adult providers, and these efforts will require adequate funding for local law enforcement agencies to implement shoulder tap and other strategies, educational strategies that increase awareness about underage drinking. Remember, we found that that agencies were more likely to conduct these types of activities if underage drinking was perceived as a very common problem. And then finally, we feel there's a need for increased collaborations with policy advocates to implement more laws that restrict adult providers. And then just in conclusion, institutional characteristics, as well as features of the policy and social environment, are very key to understanding enforcement activities that target adult provision. Thank you.